Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I'm Brian Lowe for Toyota's Patriots Today. Roster movement has been fast and furious since the Pats wrapped up the preseason last Thursday. And who knows, there may be even more transactions to come before Sunday's opener in Buffalo. But let's take a look at three intriguing storylines on what is the Patriots roster for now. Whenever there is a question about whether a rookie will make the roster over a veteran, chances are the rookie wins out. The Pats have a whopping 14 rookies right now, just over a quarter of their roster, and the most in the NFL. By comparison, the Pats had 9 rookies on opening day last year. As for 2013, 7 draft picks led by Jamie Collins and 7 undrafted free agents like Zach Sudfeld. When Bill Belichick was asked if getting younger was an objective this year, he said,
"Oh no, we want to win. That's what we're here for. So, kept the players that we feel give us the best chance to be competitive this year, and that's what our job is."
So the team has put a lot of faith in the 14 rookies, and 7th rounder Michael Buchanan feels the 2013 rookie class is ready for action.
It's a very close group, and one thing I'll say about the rookie class is it's a group of guys that, you know, want to come in and work, and we just want to prove to the veterans that we belong, and I think that, you know, the guys that are here have really proven that.
If you can come out and make the team through Coach Belichick's training camp, you'll be ready to go in the game, and they have to believe that, and I think they do, and they'll be ready to go.
What would your reaction have been, let's say a year ago, if you were told the Pats' tight end depth chart on opening day 2013 was some combination of Hooman, Sudfeld, and Mulligan? Pending the rehab progress for Rob Gronkowski, that appears to be the trio that will be in uniform Sunday in Buffalo. Gronk's presence on the practice field this week is a great sign, but he's probably still a few weeks away. And the Pats cut loose Daniel Fells and Jake Ballard this past weekend. So Matthew Mulligan is the newcomer, signed on Tuesday. Sudfeld is the intriguing rookie free agent. And for now, Michael Haomanowinui is the versatile holdover, ready to take on any role he's asked.
The old adage is, the more you can do. Since day one, since I got here, that has always been my MO, to do whatever it is the team needs to do to help them win. So I think coaches have noticed that, and I've taken it to heart and really worked on that. So I think that's why I'm still here.
Leon Washington earned a spot on the Pats' 53-man roster, he would have handled kickoff return duties most likely. But Washington was released, so the question is, who takes on that role in 2013? 4 players currently on the roster handled at least one kickoff return this preseason, including running back LeGarrette Blount and rookie receiver Josh Boyce. Those two would have to be considered the frontrunners. Meanwhile, Devin McCourty returned about 2/3 of the Pats' kickoffs last year, when the Pats were 25th in the league in return average. It's an area that could use a boost this fall.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, we have a few guys out there working, working in a rotation to see who's going to be the starter.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.